אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Obviously the Jewish community is reeling in the same way as the entire country is, and with the big unknowns about, you know, how long this nightmare will last. Having said that, it's important to emphasize that there are organizations in place and leaders in place who have come together on behalf of the Jewish community. So what I'm talking about specifically, there's something called the Jewish Emergency Management Plan, which has been out there for some years now and is looked at and activated on a needs basis. So this Jewish Emergency Management Plan, the acronym is JEMP, it has been activated, and leadership has come together specifically from four organizations. We're talking about the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the ECAJ, the CSG and the Council for Jewish Security, the JCA and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And representatives and leaders of these organizations are meeting by phone, by Zoom, every couple of days and sometimes more than once a day to discuss the crisis, the issue which is happening right now, and to make sure that no member of the community falls between the cracks. And so what this Jewish Emergency Management Plan has now done has established an emergency operations center. And this is the aim of this is to provide assistance during this current pandemic. The President of the Board of Deputies, Leslie Berger, is chairing a group called the Decision Makers Group, which is looking after all of the above. There have been subcommittees established, one focusing on finance issues, one on health issues, on psychology issues and communications issues. And so at a talking at a leadership level, the leadership of the community is very much focused on doing everything it can to make sure that the needs of the community, the needs of the members of the community are catered for, and that people aren't falling between the cracks. And then we can go on to talk about what's happening at a grassroots level with organizations. But what I've been describing now is what's happening at a leadership level.
We're talking to Vika Ladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So when you say that there is a task force to assist, I mean, this emergency plan, people are in need. How can they approach you and how can you assess them? We're talking about individuals and we're talking about businesses as well.
That's exactly right. And that is the point of this Emergency Operations Center coming together. It's the point of this Jewish Emergency Management Plan being activated. It was activated on March 12th, so we're talking 10, 12 or 2 weeks ago now. If there are people in need, there is a website, a JEMP, Jewish Emergency Management Plan website. They should contact, if there are difficulties getting through to that, they should contact the CSG, and the CSG are integral to the operations of the Jewish Emergency Management Plan. Jewish Emergency Management Plan. What is happening on the ground is that Jewish schools across the board have physically closed, but what they have done is transition to online learning. And I was speaking just to parents of one of the Jewish schools just this morning who spoke about being exceptionally impressed at how organized this one particular school that she was, what this one parent was talking about, how organized the school was in making sure that lessons are being transmitted to students electronically, online, etc., so that learning and teaching can continue. So Jewish schools have closed down, synagogues have closed down, the large institutions of the Montefiore Home in Sydney, in Melbourne, have gone into a lockdown situation. And then what we also have is unprecedented for the first time ever, there will be no public Yom HaShoah commemorations here in Sydney, and all the Yom HaShoah commemorations will not be held. And what we will be doing in Sydney instead of that is holding a scaled back ceremony with just half a dozen of the actors, if I can use that word, of the speakers, of the chazan, who will do prayers, etc. And it'll be 30 to 40 minutes maximum, and it'll be live streamed. And this will happen on April 20 at 7 o'clock, and it'll be live streamed to everyone who wants to watch, to the whole wide world. In addition, Yom HaTzmaut has been cancelled. And Yom HaZikaron, which is the memorial for those who have fallen in defense of Israel, has been cancelled, as have the ceremonies to honor the Jewish servicemen and women who have fought in the Australian Armed Services. And this obviously happens around the same time as Anzac Day commemorations. All of these have been cancelled as well. And then ongoing right across the board, organizations, meetings, public events, speakers, speeches, etc., right across the board, the community is pretty much closing down as part of Australian society, all in the vein of, you know, trying to curb this pandemic. And the most painful, if I can say, aspect of all of the above is the human one. And that is where we see the unbelievable situation where grandparents cannot connect with their grandchildren, where parents cannot connect with their elderly people, their parents who might be in their 80s and 90s. And this just goes so against what every single one of us, right as human beings, want to be doing. And this is the toughest part of all, is that there's no knowing when this nightmare is going to end. Services taking place, many of them by volunteers, to take food to people in need. Organizations such as Jewish Care and the Jewish House and COA itself are involved, psychologists are involved, and are all putting, and many volunteers have put up their hands to say, how can we help? And so there are a lot of services which are happening to make sure that no one falls between the cracks in whatever way their needs happen to manifest.
Vikala Dev, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.